What did you think about the fight?
What you? I beat him.
What?
What did you say?
What you? I beat him. Everybody out there know I beat him.
You must be out of your goddamn mind.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Everybody out there know I beat him. I controlled the fight. He was moving. I hit him clean more times. I beat him.
You averaged 8 punches. Less than 8 punches was the most punches that you had.
It already sounds like you was against me. Let me talk something. Let me let y'all know. I want to thank the whole hood who came out here. I love y'all. I've been there for the hood. Y'all know I beat that boy. Y'all know I beat that boy. But you, I beat him.
Damn. What up, y'all? This your boy News, representing Ringside Rave. Y'all know what it is for me, man. AB said he put it on God in him, man. He said he was doing this for the hood, man. Before I go any further, this your boy News. Hey, I'm sitting here around the sitting at the big boy table with my fellas. Announce yourself.
Yeah. What's good, y'all? It's Pascal Gopi, the New England representative, you know, making my first appearance on Late Night News, man. And let's get to it, man.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Smoke from Free Smoke Boxing.
What's up, y'all? It's Leon with Champ Side, checking in with y'all once again.
Yeah, man. And we back, Late Night News, man. And the question of the day is, what's next for Adrian Broner? But before I get to what's next for Adrian Broner, y'all, I want to ask y'all, so we all seen the fight. You know, I seen it, I ordered it, I watched it. I want to know, what's y'all view? How did y'all see AB in this fight? Like, because he said he won at the end. What did y'all see
before I get started? AB losing 10-2.
10-2.
Yep, same, pretty much the same 10-2, man. If you thought Broner won any more than 2 rounds, man, then you're probably tripping.
I don't believe that Broner believed he won.
Yeah, it's like a sound like a defense mechanism, man. Like, I remember Clarissa Shields, she was so disappointed in him after the fight, kind of like how I feel, man. Like, damn, AB, like, we ain't asking you to go out there and get the W, man. We ain't even asking you to get the W no more. Just we just want you to fight back, man. Just fight back, just let your hands go. Don't bring up the hood. Like, come on, man, that wasn't hood like. And them hands, let them hands go. That's the problem. You left them at baggage claim in Cincy, baby. We got to bring them with us at all times. Like, we bring in half of our game. We was a four-time, four-division champion, youngest four-division champion in boxing history. You know, but before that, we set records. We got 3 belts, jumped 2 divisions, beat Paulo Malignaggi. We on top of the world. And then now, all of a sudden, ever since Marcos Madonna, that's how it's seeming to me, y'all. Hey, to me, it seemed like ever since Madonna put them hands on him, them hands been missing. I don't know.
So some cats that we used to rock with said the night that AB lost to Madonna, that it exposed him as just another Birdo. And 6 years later, what do you guys think of that?
I mean, to compare
still above Birdo.
I mean, Birdo will fight back. Even though stupidly, Broner just won't fight back. He'll move around the ring. He'll shell up, do all types of other shit, except fight back.
Damn,
I feel like Broner is just trying to stretch his career, and he's not too proud to finesse us. You know what I mean? He'll talk his stuff in the press conferences and get us interested and say how he can't see himself losing, you know, shit like that, and then he'll go in there and not mind giving away the 11th, 12th round. Not mind just, you know, jumping on the ropes afterwards and saying that he thought he won the fight and that everyone saw him won the fight, even though they booing him at the same time.
I personally don't think it's over, but I think we're coming close to the last train stop. Like, if I read tomorrow that Broner retired, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I mean, and that's with Broner, because like I said, he's crossing with the casuals, so people will see him at some point, but I just can't see him in a main event pay-per-view or not a pay-per-view role anymore. I mean, it's just,
I can't
pay all that money, $75, to watch what he did. Nah, bruh, that's unacceptable.
Yep, but unfortunately, I can see AB becoming. I can see AB becoming the top B-side fighter, the top Intercontinental champion,
the best NABF belt holder.
Yeah, I can see that happening, and him becoming the bait for Terrence Crawford for Errol Spence. I can see Terrence. That's the only fight I can see happening, but that's a fight that, in my opinion, after seeing this the last couple years, that's a fight that I went from talking crazy about to I'd be crazy to say anything and otherwise. Like, at this point, I think Terrence Crawford would beat the brakes off AB easily.
Crawford would do Broner
super damage.
Yeah. And Broner hasn't fought like that Danny Garcia either yet. He's still a bigger draw than a lot of them guys.
It's not even about the. It's not even about him getting his bag bigger for me, man. It's about who can he beat, though. That's what I'm saying. He's just gonna be a high price beast of a high price. You know, he's that guy that you bring in to get over on. You know, like them wrestlers they used to bring. They used to bring from town to town. That's all the way back in the days, in the early days of pro wrestling. They used to bring them guys around to go job. Like Broner's gonna be the top jobber. I'm bringing you in a job.
Yeah.
I could see it.
I mean, honestly, I think they should keep Broner off TV for a little bit. I mean, just put him in them dark matches then. Humble him a little bit.
he don't separate himself. Like I said, when he fights. When he fought Adrian Granados, when he fought Jesse Vargas, close fights, draw.
Level.
And then what? Well, and I thought maybe he would rise up for this. I mean, everybody had that hope because of who Pacquiao is, that Broner would bring more, because you know you can't mess around with Pacquiao. He brought his defense. I thought he had good defense, but that's like if that's all you commit to, then you should have good defense if you ain't doing no offense. And that's what happened. He was satisfied with having Pacquiao throw a ton of punches and missing them, but not doing nothing to score points for his own self. And like I said earlier, I thought he could have won a lot of those rounds by just doing a little bit. Like, you didn't have to do a whole lot.
It's like when he would get up against the ropes, he's fidgety. You know, Pacquiao putting the heat on him, so I can understand that. But I seen somebody brought up a point which I'm starting to agree with. Him throwing a one punch at a time, because he would catch Pacquiao, but he would never follow up. I think it was Malignaggi who said it. He would never follow up. You know why he doesn't follow up? Because that leaves you open.
Yeah, he's scared of getting hit, man. Like,
so yeah, and it's like you catching Manny clean, where Manny's coming in and Manny backs and resets. You do nothing about it. You just wait to try to catch him again with one punch and wait for, so you can always be on defense. Like, if that's how you're gonna fight, you can't beat any top tier fighters. You can't.
I mean, he pretty much, I think he's fighting like he's back at 130, 135, where he had enough power to actually get rid of motherfuckers in that fashion. But he still hasn't made that adjustment. Fighting 140, especially at 147, he can't do that.
You know? He throws no body work either.
I mean, he don't
throw. Yeah, I was surprised he didn't even do that stab jab. I was surprised he didn't do that. Not once.
I mean, honestly, it's a disrespectful style to the fans.
You tried to implement Floyd's blueprint.
I mean, straight up.
You know,
he got it outside the ring. He just don't have it at all inside the ring.
Yeah, but that's the problem. See, Floyd's money train could keep going because Floyd knew at the end of the day, in order to keep it going outside the ring, you got to win inside the ring. And Broner's already on strike four. Like, it's three strikes, and he's on strike four. not to even count the the robbery fights that people used to think that he had. You know, yeah. Broner could arguably have about seven losses right now himself.
Pons.
So, you know, so at the end of the day, I'm trying to see what we have next for him, fellas. And it's like, I can't even think of who would we be comfortable with Adrian Broner fighting next? And comfortable saying that he's going to get the W.
And in what division?
At 147.
Chris Algieri?
Yeah. I mean, it's getting to the point, I mean, that light punchers like Jesse Vargas can feasibly beat him again. if a better game plan.
I don't really think AB is tripping on boxing no more. That's the thing. Like, he's content. He's been content. You know what I mean? This is just how he makes the next bag, the biggest bag. But it's not. He's not in it. He could tell. I mean, it's obvious the way he fights. You gotta give him credit for fighting good fighters, Mikey Garcia and Manny Pacquiao. But then he just, same thing. I think he won maybe, what, one round in the Mikey Garcia fight?
Something like that.
It's like, damn.
The first round.
And I mean, he leaves out unscathed. That's great. But I mean, you're not gonna try to get the win or nothing.
Right. And that's the thing, man. It's like, I mean, I don't know. Again, if you take it to the hood, it's like somebody talking a whole bunch of trash, talking about, man, I'm gonna beat your ass. And somebody said, well, man, come on, man. Man, see me at the school, man. I swear, I put that on my mama. I'm gonna beat your ass. And you get there, you know what I mean? Dude talking real reckless the whole time. Come on, I'm gonna beat your ass. He's taking off his shirt. He ready to rumble, you know what I'm saying? You getting ready, you know what I'm saying? Y'all stand in the circle, and all of a sudden, you go to fight dude, and you walking up on him the whole time, dude backing up, talking, what's up, what's up, what's up? that's what I'm getting out of this. Like, that's how that fight seemed to me. Like, the whole time, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up? Why are you backing up?
Why are you doing circles? You know what I'm saying?
Like, I didn't like that. I really didn't like that. And it's like,
I mean, he showed more energy towards Jim Gray than he fucking did Manny Pacquiao, man. That was fucking ridiculous. Like,
and the memes after the fight was crazy. Like, come on, man. Like, the memes and things that were created afterwards. I'm gonna leave that at the end, actually, for the people. They can look and check out a couple of those, man. But those are funny too. And that was another episode of Late Night News, y'all. I'ma holler at y'all tomorrow. We out.
Holler.